study the Torah Marsh to Chof Dalad Adar Beis Tovshin Ayin Vav Reb Yehuda Steinberg.
Coming into the summer now, we have these long Shabbosos, and we have Yom Tov coming up. This is only 2 days, sometimes we have 3 days. And the common shaila that comes up, especially if it gets very hot, is one allowed to have a shower? Shabbos afternoon, second day Yom Tov, third day Yom Tov. Is one allowed to have a shower? Sometimes the person feels a big need for it. Before we speak about the halacha aspect, there's a very nice moshon, which provides a certain limud, which we need for coming towards Pesach. There's the famous moshon of this village person that had never been zeicher to come into a modern day town. And he comes in and he's amazed by all the technology, most exciting things, trains, buses. And the thing that fascinates him the most, which perhaps to us we take so for granted, is the tap. Imagine, he says, in his place, when you want water, you schlep off to the well in the dark, sometimes in the rain. And here, when you come into a modern-day house, you turn on the tap, and out comes cold water, hot water, as much as you need, endless source of water, no schlepping, no working hard, no drawing the water. Inside the convenience of your own room, you can have so much water. So he decides that this is something that he must have. So he goes to the local DIY shop, and he says, I want to buy a tap. And he expects to be given a few £1,000 bill, but they say to him, no, here, you can have a tap for £5. He's amazed, tap for £5? This is the end of all his hard work. He comes home, he says to his wife, that's it, our life's changed forever. Here's the tap, he turns it and turns it, and nothing happens. So, when he gets the opportunity, he goes back, complains, it's faulty. The shopkeeper says to him, well, what was it connected to? What was it connected to? You want water, it's not enough to have a tap. You have to have the time and energy spent building huge reservoirs with billions upon billions of gallons of water. And then you have pipes connecting to the tap. And then you can have as much water as you want. Every day, twice a day, we do a mitzvah say deraisa, of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, that we have to remember that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. And that is, so to speak, supposed to influence us, make our whole day different. Did you remember this morning that we came out of Mitzrayim? We remembered it. We did that mitzvah, wonderful mitzvah. No less than eating matzah or shaking the lulav. We did a mitzvah this morning of remembering that we came out of Mitzrayim. How much of an influence did it make? And the answer is that it's like a tap. If there was a reservoir of emotions and lessons that we created, then afterwards, when we turn on a small tap to remember those lessons, then lots of things can come out. Lots of lessons and education can come out. But if there's no reservoir there, it's all dry. And then we turn on the tap, nothing comes out. And how do we create that reservoir? That's the avodah we have over the next month. It's not just the Leila Seder, it's the whole batzav around it. Now when a person remembers Yetzias Mitzrayim, so depending on how much effort he invested over these next few weeks, the lessons and the ideas behind it, so that when he remembers it, he has a psa-shaychus to something which is very big, and that gives him a certain lesson. The person says, do you remember my chasna? The person remembers not just the mo'udad kodesh, he remembers everything about it. And depending what emotions he had that whole month of the tkufa, so he remembers on his anniversary, a moment of his chas, they can create a huge amount of irrigation. But only if there was something there can that memory do anything. A person remembers Yetzias Mitzrayim, it depends on how much he creates Yetzias Mitzrayim, how big the lesson is how much Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, that tap, when he opens it, how much comes out, how much he learns, how much he gains from it. That's a moshul about the tap. Actually, we'll come back to it in a minute, maybe. I want to go back to the Ikeda Koda, I want to speak. First half, anyway, halacha. About halachas of having a shower on Shabbos. Which is quite a common shayla. I remember in Be'yakov, we learned there. Rabbi Yaakov is the middle of Eretz Yisrael. You don't have the sea breeze. It's not Yerushalayim. You don't have the cold air of Yerushalayim. And sometimes you have a long summer, and you go to bed Shabbos afternoon. There's no air conditioning. Rabbi Yaakov had air conditioning. Definitely not in the big bedrooms, but not in the dining room bedrooms. And you could wake up Shabbos afternoon. You could be rubbish hot. Wasn't the word. You can't imagine the heat. And the 3 days Yom Tov, a person will, after Leila Seder, after Simchas Torah, you come home from Simchas Torah dancing, first night Simchas Torah, let's say, and you can probably feel a tremendous need for a shower. Are you allowed to take a shower or not? So the Gemara in Shabbos tells us that in the beginning, people would have a bath like normal on Shabbos, as long as obviously they did not heat up the water. What's remember, there's always a chilek between Shabbos and Yom Tov. We'll start with Shabbos first. So the Shabbos is a very big difference. On Yom Tov, one is allowed to cook. It's a very big difference. On Shabbos, the Gemara says people would have a bath on Shabbos. They would heat up the water before Shabbos, heat it up. And I suppose they had some system of keeping it a shtickle warm for Shabbos, make it very hot, let's say, on Friday. Then Shabbos morning, if people wanted the bath, they would go in and they would have a very nice bath on Shabbos. There's nothing wrong with that. Torah is this, a bishul. But there's nothing wrong, just like you can have a cup of tea on Shabbos if you heat up the water before Shabbos. The same thing, you can have a bath on Shabbos min ha-Torah. If you heat up the water, if you don't do a maleches bishul on Shabbos, there's nothing wrong. The Chazal saw that what happened was there were people responsible, balonim, they were called. And these people were responsible for heating up the water. And what would happen is, Shabbos morning, a person would come in and say, it's not hot. And they would get nervous of losing their jobs. And because of that, they would make sure to heat up the water even on Shabbos. They would make sure to heat up the water even on Shabbos. They would come to Issa Bishol Deiraisa. And because of that, Chazal asked having a bath on Shabbos. The Gemara there gives Barichus Machlokes exactly what the Gedor, but we paskin there are two separate gezeiros that Chazal made because of this chashash of the bathhouse attendants.
One is the same as the shower.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, it's a good point. Very good. We'll get to that. But Pashtus, yes. We say, why should it be any different? The same gezeira you would have.
Kol gifoy. Does kol gifoy mean one
bath and shower? When you go for a shower, you should be kol gifoy. Okay, since we bring it up, must remember that roiv guf is kmoi kol guf. Most of the body is like the whole body. So we're not talking about somebody who just wants to wash his hands and his face. That's taki we'll talk about in a minute. That's miut gufoy. But normally when the person goes to a shower, he washes most of his body. Might not wash every part of his body. So because of this chashash of the people heating up the water on Shabbos, they made two separate gezeiros. One gezeira was that any water which was heated up on Shabbos was not allowed to use at all. Not at all. Not even to wash your hands or to wash your face. Water which was heated up on Shabbos, you're not allowed to use at all, not for the smallest part of the body. And the Rishonim will point out, we're not talking about a Rosh over here that heated up the water, but Issa. We're talking about somebody that said they heated up the water, beheta. For example, he's got a Goyishan neighbor who wanted to have a cup of tea, so he put on the kettle. There's no issa to go into that person's house and help ourselves to some of the hot water. If the Goy had no intention to do it for the Yid, and the Goy doesn't even know who the Yid is, let's say, there's no issa to use the hot water. But there's no issa. The no issa was done over here. The Goy heated up of his own accord. Or for example, water that was heated up for a chayla, let's say. Even if the water was heated up completely beheta, one is not allowed to use it at all to wash even one part of the body. Another gezeira they made was that water that was heated up before Shabbos, one is only allowed to wash panav, yadav, and raglav. A person is only allowed to wash with water that was heated up before Shabbos, panav, yadav, and raglav, his hands, his face, and his feet. And again, the Rishonim say that it doesn't mean dafka that. It means miut gufoy. You can wash a small amount of your body. If you want to wash just your face or just your forearms, that's fine. But as long as you don't do roiv aguf. So there were two gezeiros: water which was heated up on Shabbos and water which was heated up before Shabbos. The issa was only to have a hot bath. B'chitza b'chamin, as Chazal say. So Rabashum, if a person wants to wash Degavasa, Shabbos morning, and the water is cold, sometimes Shabbos is in winter, the winter, the water can be ice cold. So a person wants to add a bit of hot water from his Shabbos kettle, and as long as he adds a tiny amount of hot water where it doesn't come to Chashash Bishul, then the Chere shouldn't be a problem. Because the Chazal's Issa was only hot water. So if you take the Negevasser cup and add a bit of hot water from the Shabbos Ketel Yehudi, that you can run straight in, as long as you make sure that only a little bit of hot water goes in, to the extent that no bishul is done to the cold water in the Negevasser cup, so that one can wash one's hands with a bit of lukewarm water. The Achronim, the Tiller of David, is the first, bring up a very big shaila over here. Perhaps the biggest shaila is the Chazal made the Issa to have a hot bath. We said like this, that if it's water heated up on Shabbos, even one hand, water which was heated up before Shabbos, then the Issa is the majority of the body. But what is considered warm water? What's considered hot? What degree is considered hot? If a person wants to have a warm shower, is that included in the Issa or not included in the Issa? And he points out, he says a cheshbon as follows. That says the Tzilel David, that it doesn't mean, normally when we talk about hot and cold on Shabbos, everybody gets very, very used to the musig of Yatzeh Ledesboy. Yatzeh Ledesboy, which they say that what we machle is about 45 degrees, that's considered hot. Anything less than that is considered cold. So, Namashul, if you put water on the radiator and it's never going to get to Yatzeh Ledesboy, you've not done the Issa Bishul, because at the end of the day, that's not hot. Hot is Yatzeh Ledesboy. That is how we're always used to the idea of hot and cold. Yatzeh Ledesboy or not Yatzeh Ledesboy. Says the Tzilel David that when it comes to having a shower on Shabbos, you cannot use these parameters at all. And he says, a posh the svo, it doesn't mean you're right for the Gemara, but it means a svo. The svo being that nobody ever goes for a shower using water which is Yatzeh Ledesboy, because that would burn him. Yatzeh Ledesboy means the kind of heat that a person's uncomfortable putting his hand on. Yatzeh Ledesboy, your hand would move away. And it brings a slight another rise. The Chazal talk about using it on a baby. Can you give a baby a bath? We'll talk about that in a minute. But if we're talking about the hot water is Yatzeh Ledesboy, and only then did Chazal make the Issa, but less than Yatzeh Ledesboy, that's not called hot, but it's called cold, and Chazal never made the Issa, then why would they make such an Issa? Who anyway would want to have such a bath? There's no shaila that such a thing would be too hot for a normal person to enjoy. So I just want to say the cheshbon of the Tzilel David again. We said, Chazal made two isurim. One is not to have even on, if you eat water on Shabbos, not allowed to use it even for a small part of the body. If it's before Shabbos, for the majority of the body. But Chazal's Issa was only if you use hot water. Ma'am chamin. Tzoynin is alright. The shaila is what's called hot or what's called cold. So Pashtus, the Rishon Poskim would say, hot is called Yatzeh Ledesboy, unless the Yatzeh Ledesboy, you're okay, because it's not hot, it's only called cold. And if it's cold, you should be allowed to have such a shower. Says the Tzilel David, that cannot be, because nobody would have a shower which is Yatzeh Ledesboy. So the Chazal said hot, they mean any warmth. And cold has to be properly cold. And unless it's cold, it's considered hot.
So would they take the measurement, so you want the water you put in, add to it, if that's called Yatzeh Ledesboy, it must not be the majority of the Yatzeh Ledesboy.
Right.
So you're using Yatzeh Ledesboy for that measurement as well, because otherwise you don't know where you're up to. A bit warmer, not warm.
Right, so let's say you take...
You're using a bit, as long as there's not a majority of Yatzeh Ledesboy in it, is that the measurement?
He says as long as it's cold, it's okay. That means if you, let's say you've got a Negevasser cup, and you want to wash Negevasser, and it's cold, freezing cold, you can add hot water while it still remains on the get of being cold, not when it's hot. Once it gets warm, it's no good.
I haven't got a definite measure.
Yes, okay, well, let's get the shitters first. The Chacham Tzvi says no. The Chacham Tzvi says, he agrees with the Svar that it does need to be Yatzeh Ledesboy to be hot. The Chacham Tzvi says that Chazal, when they talk about hot, they mean opposite of poishrin. Poishrin, they have different levels. It's tzoynin, poishrin, and chamin. And Chazal often, it means a shach, that says that poishrin is the heat of spit. If a person was to spit, that means the saliva in a person's mouth, which Rosh Hashanah says that he measured. And it is 36.5 degrees hot, the saliva, the average saliva. That, he says, is considered poishrin. If that's considered poishrin, It has to be hotter than that to be considered hot. And he says that anything which is not the standard heat which a person would normally want to have in his shower, anything even less than that is already not called hot. And most of the posts can take on a kacham su, which is a nice, which is an important kulum. We're talking about anything which, if a person would say to you, I want to have a warm bath, so that there's a certain degree. Anything which is colder than that, and when you say that's not a warm bath, that's not called hot. Even though it may very well be very warm, right? Many times a person could have a hot bath, so the sabbat is not running out of hot water. So he settles for something which is not so comfortable, but he's happy to still have a bath inside it. He says that's not called hot. Hot is what you would want to, what you would choose to have as a hot bath. Less than that, he says, is considered poishrin, which is quite warm, 36.5 degrees, is already not considered hot. The Gesmoisha talks about it in the Chaim Chilek Dalet, and he says, again, anything which has got a slight chill to it, which is not like the geshmakite of the warmth, that's not considered hot. So we've got two mahalchim in the Achronim, but the Tilal of David was very bachli, we have to remember that. He holds that in order for it to be considered hot, it does not need to be properly hot. As long as it's warm, that's considered hot. And you've got the Chacham Tzvi and others that say that it has, as long as it's less than the heat which a person would choose to have his bath in, that's not considered hot anymore.
So measuring, you can't use it. Can you use the thermometer for that?
Right.
You go by
feel. So now let's import the shayla. Right. The shayla like this. We're talking about now somebody, let's say Shabbos afternoon or it's 3 day Yom Tov, and he wants to have a shower. Let's pick a very practical example. You go into the shower, you don't have a major problem. If you turn on only the cold water tap, the Yavdu Shaila, because that's definitely cold, right? There's not a drop of heat inside. The problem is extremely, extremely uncomfortable. I mentioned the Be'ak who used to want to have showers, Moshe Shmuel used to say, if you turn on only the cold water, you don't have a problem. But there it's a saw where it's babish, boiling hot, a person can cope with such cold water. But in England, it's very, very hard. So the person wants to have a shower. Now, there are two different kinds of boilers. Even the time of the Shmuel Shabbos called Chosu, they exist in these two kinds of boilers. It's very important to know which boiler a person has, the Gabel Chashabas and Yom Tov, what gets Yom Tov. What's considered, what's more modern, is called the combi boiler, which is a boiler which doesn't have hot water stored, but the minute that you turn on the hot water, the gas lights up, becomes into a big fire, and creates hot water on demand. And when you turn off the hot water, it immediately shuts down. And you have what's more considered, I think it's called a cylinder boiler or something like that, where basically the idea is that there's a big tank, and then there's hot water which is heated up the whole time. And when you want hot water, so it comes out of the tank. It doesn't, when you turn on the hot water tap, it may not turn on anything at all whatsoever. It doesn't turn on the gas. It doesn't turn on any fires. There's hot water stored in the tank. Oh, very good. As you're doing it on Shabbos, it's going to be no nafke minah, because the gabi Shabbos, the minute that you turn on the hot water, out comes hot water, and new cold water comes in. And even if your boiler's off, there's hot water in the tank, and that hot water is mevashel. The nafke minah would be on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, there's a very big nafke minah. A person who has a combi boiler is not allowed to use hot water on Shabbos at all. Because when he turns on that water, he's making a fire. And when he turns it off, he's putting out a fire. If everything's off, but the combi boiler, you won't get any hot water at all. You'll get just cold water. Right? So again, it's very interesting. I want to mention it. The Shmuel Shabbos Kol Chosson says that nowadays you get these taps, which as you turn it, it's either hot or cold. And he says it's a very big mechshon if a person thinks about it. Because if you just by mistake move your tap to the middle and turn it on, you're actually turning on hot water. And what's happening is you're doing bishul on Shabbos. He says you have to be very, very careful with these taps that it's completely turned on to the cold and it's not halfway. And he says a very, very interesting to shayla. If a person by mistake, a person who has a combi boiler, turns on his hot water by mistake. Either he turns on the hot water tap or the water tap, I'm not sure what it's called in English, where it's a swivel tap, where you can turn on the hot water and the cold water at the same time. If a person turns it on Shabbos, he says he will not be able to close his tap. Because when you close the tap, you're putting out the fire. Well, that's how it works, the kami boiler. As you put out, you can watch it. You turn off the hot water, it puts the gas off. So if a person opens up by mistake his hot water on Shabbos, if he has a kami boiler, can't turn it off. Or on Yom Tov, by the way. A person also won't be able to turn it off on Yom Tov. Because a person was not allowed to do kippur on Yom Tov. But if a person has the old standard boiler, then he's got a tzad on Yom Tov to be able to use hot water for his shower. What can he do? Because, now here we come to one other nekuda, which is very, very important. This is a very, very strange thing, Maisa. In Halacha it says that v'chitza is not oichal nefesh. Washing oneself is not considered, the Halacha is, one is only allowed to do a melacha on Yom Tov if it's a tzarech oichal nefesh. And this is not called tzarech oichal nefesh. And already you've got all the priests, the Shabbos, all talk about how could it be that having a shower is not considered oichal nefesh. It's very interesting. The Shavuot says that shechting is oichal nefesh because a person needs to shecht every day. Because the food that you shechted the day before Yom Tov is not as fresh as the food that you shechted on Yom Tov. But when it comes to a shower, if you have a shower a day or two before Yom Tov, you can manage with Yom Tov 2 days fine without having a shower. But that is a whole change. It's amazing how things have changed. Nowadays, nobody shechts on Yom Tov. We're very satisfied to use the freezer. And the person can shecht a few days, a week before Yom Tov, and he's happy, and he doesn't feel a need to shecht. By shaking the shower, things have changed dramatically. Most people have a shower every day. So therefore, it has become the chayva, oicha nefesh, to have a shower on Yom Tov. But things have changed. I said, there's an interesting book called Go My Son, where he says he met somebody 70, 80 years old who had never had a shower in a lifetime. Because that's always very difficult. We just said at the beginning, it's about the mashal, the simpleton with the tap. If you have to schlep the water from the well and heat it up and cook it, it's a whole business. So the problem is that since the poskim established that having a shower is not oichal nefesh, so therefore it makes people, it's like, who's going to tell us now that yes, it is oichal nefesh? When did it change? So, but the Maisa, here when Shmashas Chosin says that a person who's been star. Oh, so one more thing, I want to get back to the. We started off by saying that min ha-teira, having a bath on Shabbos, as long as the water was cooked before Shabbos, is not a problem. The Chazal made a gzeira. The reason they made the gzeira was because people were heating up the water on Shabbos, and therefore they acid it. Rukiba Eger says a very, very interesting chiddush. He says that this is not the normal gzeiras of Chazal. This is not considered a normal shvus, a normal issa d'rabbanan. It is less than the Issa de Rabbonim. It has a few rays. One is that there's a famous Mishnah in Beitza which lists out all the Issa de Rabbonim, and there it's not mentioned. And he brings another ray. We have in Halachas Refuah, but you're all aware that there's something called a Chayla She'en Bo Sakana. A Chayla She'en Bo Sakana is allowed to do an Issa de Rabbonim on Shabbos. That's why if somebody's got the flu, is allowed to take medicine. Medicine is an Issa de Rabbonim, but we allow it for a chayla, even if she'en bo sakana, as long as he's fallen into bed, he's allowed to do a shvus. He says, the Rambam paskens, that somebody who's a mitztayer, that somebody who's uncomfortable, which is a level less than a chayla, is not considered not well, but he's a level one less than a chayla. He's not fine, but he's not well. He's somewhere in between. He's uncomfortable, in pain. Not a pain, if it's mitztayer called gufo, is really called a chayla. It's a mild pain, let's say. The Rambam paskens that you're not allowed to do a shvus, you're not allowed to do an issa d'rabbanan, but you're allowed to do a shvus to shvus. You're allowed to do something, tell a goy to do a d'rabbanan. And the Rambam brings the example that you're allowed to ask a goy to carry hot water for you to wash yourself with. Feitim kivega, what do you mean that you're allowed to ask a goy? Why is it a shvus to shvus? Because the Rambam said, well, let's explain, why is it called a shvus to shvus? Because carrying on Shabbos when there's no eruv, I'm talking about what there's no Shusar Rabbim, carrying is only a Durabonon, and you're asking the goy. So you're asking the goy to be over, it's so Durabonon, so it's a Shvus to Shvus. What do you mean that it's a Shvus to Shvus? When the goy brings you the hot water and you wash yourself, you'll be over the Issa Durabonon of washing yourself on Shabbos. Says Rukivega, from here it's a Raya that this Durabonon is a more Kuladikar Durabonon, and therefore one is allowed to do it even for a Mitzvah. one does not need to be a choyla to wash. One only has to be a mitzvah. The sub-Jews used to have a shower every day. It's no shayla that comes to 3 day Yom Tov. He's a mitzvah. He's a mitzvah, at the very least. So according to Kiveg, it would be allowed to. The person who figures with Kiveg, could rely on it. But the problem will be how to get the hot water, as we said. If a person has a coming point, he won't be able to use the hot water at all. The only way to be able to do it is to take hot water, let's say, out of his Shabbos kettle, and then to throw it over himself by adding it to cold water. So if he has a proper boiler, that means he has a cylinder boiler, then on Shabbos it would be also, because as the cold water comes in, then the hot water, hot water comes out, more water comes in than comes before Shabbos. But on Yom Tov, what would be allowed to? That was come out that on Yom Tov, if a person is mitzvah, one is allowed to have a lukewarm shower, as long as it doesn't have a kombi boiler. The problem is that what exactly is lukewarm? And that's what we said in the beginning, is v'achlokes tzedel dovid chacham svi. According to the dovid, it has to be chilly. That means it doesn't have to be freezing, it has to be chilly. According to the Chacham Tzvi, as long as it's less than the heat that he would normally enjoy for his shower, it is okay. But I do say a few more halachas regarding this. The halacha is that we said that cold is okay. Chazal never made a gezeirah on cold water. So if a person wants to, on Shabbos, have a shower in cold water, there's no gezeirah, there's no problem, there's no chashash, because no chashash is something to heat up the water. The Ma'avil brought down, there's a minig in Klal Yisrael not to have a cold shower on Shabbos. I even think like this. When it comes to swimming on Shabbos, that's before Shem Mishnah and Beitza, one's not allowed to go swimming on Shabbos. They talk about that, there the halacha, we talk about where it's not within a pool. Swimming inside a pool is more kulodic, but swimming in the river is much worse. Right. But the point is that swimming is awesome. And he says that the Klal Yisrael have taken upon themselves the minhag, not only not to go swimming, but not to dip into a cold bath on Shabbos. He says the reason for this minhag was twofold. One is because people were cheshesh, that they'll come to squeeze out their hair after the bath. The halach is that one is not allowed to seichet towards hair. Those who go to mikvah on Shabbos are aware that there's the issa to seichet the hair when they come out. And the other is issa hitzo, that a person may come to carry the water out to a shusavabim. Because of these two reasons, they made a gezeirah not to have a cold bath on Shabbos. So now, somebody mentioned before, what about a cold shower? It's pashas from Ma'aril's mashma. The whole issa was only to dip in a cold bath. But a cold shower, there was no such gezeirah. There was no such minhag. There was no such practicality in the olden days. And therefore there was no such mukoyim to make such a minhag. So this is what Moshe Feinstein talks about. Is the bechal and isa to have a cold shower at all? So he says the ba'isa that l'chatchila a person shouldn't. He says because minhag Yisrael has come when the showers first came out and not to have a shower on Shabbos. But he says that obviously if a person is uncomfortable, just like we said that mitztah is allowed to even have a warm shower, kavachimah is allowed to have a cold shower. Only if one shouldn't, if one's feeling fine, one should avoid having a cold shower as well. There's, one has to be careful when one has a bath, just very, very, very shortly, if one does have, one is not allowed to use a sponge or anything like that, shmat, because of issa schita, one's not allowed to use any of these brushes sometimes, which a person might come to use, because of issa schita. A person can't use hard soap, because of memareach. If you use hard soap and you rub it, there's a shayla on memareach on the soap. Even the machit some say. So you can't use hard soap, you have to use liquid soap. And the towel mustn't be hung in a way that it looks to people that you're drying it out, like on one of these veils. What? When you dry yourself on the hair, we mentioned already, you have to be careful not to do schita. You're not allowed to squeeze out the hair. That's a very big shayla. What is why is mikveh mutter? What do you mean? I was thinking, should we speak about mikveh? I thought I'd leave mikveh out because everybody has their minhag. I'm not talking about mikveh. It's a shy bais lewis who got minig to make her, got what to be mosavecha, those who'd bach me also, so... Why? It's not yet to the swimming pool, it's not it's by the shuvim. Oh, you understand? Right. That's, why can't you go for swim on Shabbos? For to dip in it? Ah, if it's hot, well, it's not allowed to go to hot. We said hot, the cold gufo, it won't go for its ass. Ah, if he is hot, he's got freezing cold, he's got cold, not freezing cold, then it would be cold. Then you've only got the Baril's minuk. So that if a person is mitzvah, a person would be allowed to, if it is so. One thing that the Sadeh Poskim machmir about, which is kedai because we're coming towards Yom Tov, is like this, that if you have a boiler, which has a lot of hot water inside, as we said, when the water, hot water comes out, more cold water comes in. The halacha is that bishul on Yom Tov is mutter, and it's a nefesh. Now, the Sadeh Poskim that say that shortly before Nacht, on Yom Tov, one should not use the hot water. And the cheshbon is as follows, that since the cold water comes in, there's no chance that you're going to use it because it's close to the end of Yom Tov, so you're doing bishul without any possibility of cooking. The Shul Zalman is meikul about this because he says it's the pu'ula, you're doing it is in order to get the hot water which is coming out. The bishul is only a titzah of what you need for yourself of cooking now. But all those who are machmir.
If it's Erev Yom Tov, then it's alright.
No, because 2 days we don't count each one as a suffix. So it doesn't help you, the fact that the next day is Yom Tov as well. Okay, I just want to summarize very quickly, so I want to say one other nekuda. With our Torah, the Issus only ask bishul if a person is heating up water. A person has to be very, very careful, especially with the swivel taps or any tap. You turn on the hot water, if you've got cotton boilers, the shiny, you feel out to turn it off. The Gabi, having a cold shower, there's no issa, no gzera, there's a minig not to. A person who's been stai is allowed to have a cold shower. We're adding the Gabi if a person has a baby, and the baby needs to have a bath. So what can one do? One can take a bowl, let's say, or a small bath, put cold water in, and then add a little bit of hot water from the Shabbos kettle, won't be a problem, because it won't be hot. As long as it's as long as lukewarm, a child is a bit tired, there isn't a problem. There is a heter on Yom Tov, if a person wants to use hot water, the only possibility he'll have is either he takes hot water on, or again, on Shabbos, he can use water from the Shabbos kettle, but very, very difficult. It's practically impossible to get a hot, warm shower on Shabbos. It's impossible, because every time you take hot water, you're going to be doing bishul. The person that has and wants to very much, he can take some from the Shabbos kettle and throw it over himself with cold water. If it's mitzvah, that's okay, or for a baby. On Yom Tov, if a person has the right kind of boiler, then one is allowed to, in a time when a person really needs, to have a shower, as long as it's not hot. What's considered hot? So, the information is ready to make, as you said, as long as it's not the standard heat that he would normally enjoy a shower, it's not the heat, it's not chamin, it's poishrin. If a person's got a thermostat and wants to measure before Shabbos, says for Shabbos Zaman that 36.5 degrees, that is the madriga of poishrin, of spit, of saliva, and therefore that is okay. A person can measure it before to get an idea, if he's got ability, what is, if a person really needs it, a person feels not well from it, certainly one is allowed to. There's just one final word I want to say. I said, there's a word from the Apurion, the Baal Nechabek, it's a Shulchan Aruch, from Gansfried. He said it on this week's parsha, which I feel is very, 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 very powerful word. You could die to hear every year. We all know that coming out of the parsha is the Taziyah Mitzvah, Lashon Hara, how terrible Lashon Hara is, what a terrible Einish a person gets if a person speaks Lashon Hara. And Chazal say that, that the reason he has to bring two birds is because birds twitter all the time, and that a person should learn that we shecht the bird. Why do we shecht the bird? To tell him, stop talking so much. And if you were to stop talking, you wouldn't suffer from tzoras. So he asks the obvious kasha, but then why do you take two birds and only shecht one? If you take either one bird and shecht it, or two birds and shecht the both, why do you take two birds but only shecht one of the birds? And he brings other kashas, and he says in his side that there are two limudim in tzoras. One is how terrible Lashon Hara is, but the other one, which is equally important from Lashon Hazoya, is that how important is Lashon Tov, how important it is to say good speech. We take the two birds, we shecht one, they should stop twittering, but we let the other one go free. And when the bird goes free, it starts twittering even more as it escapes. To tell you that we want you to talk, but just choose carefully what you talk about. The Medrash says that Rebbe told his servant, Tovi, to go and buy him the most tastiest of fruits, and he brought him a tongue. Then he asked him to buy the worst of all fruits, and he brought him a tongue. The lesson of the parasha is not only how bad Lashon Hara is, but how important it is we should be focusing on Lashon Tov. There's a lot of the goyim, which a person gets to us, and suddenly he's let go. He doesn't have to get locked up. He gets only for a week, 2 weeks. All the halachas which we learned is the goyim tohovim as well. So the Mefarshim asks, what's the te'eles of these the goyim tohovim? What are shock? If he spoke Lashon Hara, he should become Tomei. If he didn't speak Lashon Hara, he should remain Tomei. And they say that these Negoim are for those who could have said Lashon Tov and didn't. So even though they weren't as bad as those who say Lashon Hara, but you had opportunity to say Lashon Tov and you didn't, that itself deserves a terrible punishment. Chaim Kaufman used to bring down the Lashon HaZoya, K'shem Shemitzah Leima Adobo Tov. If you say, look, K'shem Shemitzah Leima Adobo Oso, Kach Mitzah Leima Adobo Tov, a person's Bechuyav, it's got a Chiyav to say good things. A person's Lashon Tov is a very important God. We don't have a lot of time to talk. A person has a chiyuv to try and think of positive Lashon Tov things to say. Mr. Zilberstein is a story in the Sefer Oling and the Shabeach. There was once a person that he walked in Friday night at somebody's house, locked door, and he said, the doctor on the door, and he said, pointed to the family, is that your son? And they were a bit nervous, like, well, what did this boy do? They said, yes, it is. He said, you should know, I watch him every day. He comes to shul, and he davens beautifully. He's always there on time, and very, very nice spawn. Well, thank you very much, but you know, you could have met us in shul on the road. Why do you have to come to our house Friday night when everybody's sitting around and schlep off? So he said, I wanted, because I knew that if I just meet you in the street there, Chagav, and I tell you, you're thinking, oh, you just happened to meet me, so therefore that's why you did it. This way, I thought that way you'll know how much I mean it, that Be'emes, I think your son's wonderful. And Mr. Zilberstein says he was the Rav of the Kehillah. And he knew this family, and the family were going through terrible difficulties. And the parents had decided to get divorced, despite the fact they felt there's so many struggles, there must be something wrong with the family. And when this happened, it saved the entire family. He says he himself was an aid to that Nekuda. It's a very, very important Nekuda that the Chavos Avos tells us that there was once a big chassid, he calls him, who was walking with his Tamidim, and they saw a dead dog. And he said, "Ugh, how smelly it is." And he said, "Look how white its teeth are." A chassid, he says, is somebody that's able to constantly find Lashon Tov, something good to say. That's the koyach of somebody. It's a koyach of a chassid is to find Lashon Tov all the time. It's a tremendous avodah when a person got a lot of things going on. And while we learn these parashas, a person has to work on developing not just the lesur meira of Lashon Hara, but the asay tov. It's brought down the Chazal Rabin that many times a person thinks the way to be sumera is because he's busy with the Ra. He says, forget, sumera v'asei toiv. It's by doing asei toiv that a person can get away from the sumera. But a person who concentrates on doing Lashon Tov will eventually stop speaking Lashon Hara. A person is not going to stop talking completely. A person likes to talk. They say the Chofetz Chaim himself talked a lot. A person talks. But if a person concentrates on speaking Lashon Tov, maybe he'll come to avoid Lashon Hara. A person just concentrates on not on the Ra all the time won't work. You have to work on the Tov. The Peleoid, it's a Moedek Ma'avoidah. Peleoid says that Sach Bas Osher was Zeicher to live for a very, very long time and to get into Gan Eden alive. And he says, why was she Zeicher to that? Because she was the one who made it upon, took upon herself to say good news to people. The source Tov, as she told Yaakov in the word Yosef Chai. He says, from here you see the chibah of a person to constantly look to say happy things, to say good things about people. We should learn the lessons of this parasha and keep to it.
Rabbi Sai, just before you go, I've been asked to make an announcement.